It is October what? 11th, 2017. In a blink of an eye, I'll have completely white hair. But our subject is Candy Darling, who is one of the loveliest of the superstars. There are three: Jackie Curtis, Candy Darling, and Holly Woodlum. And Candy, everyone said, knowing how the hectic lives and the period, is that Holly would drink herself to death, Jackie would OD, but Candy would survive them all because she took care about her beauty and her diet. But fate has a strange way, and that Candy in 74 had died of cancer. And she still remained very lovely. And the photographer, Peter Hujar, took those beautiful photos of her in her deathbed. And he gave her she actually summoned him because she wanted to be remembered. And she got it together and did her hair and her makeup. And that photo is known. Of the three, Candy was the most presentable, and Andy liked Candy so much because he could socialize with her. She always dressed well. He could take her to Fifth Avenue gatherings or Park Avenue. She knew which fork to use, and she knew how to do small talk that society ladies talk about, what's in fashion, a little about art. And Candy was aware socially of royalty and light celebrities. So Candy got to go everywhere. And we would ask her about, and she wasn't so much of a snob, society snob. She didn't know who the high society ladies were, but she knew fashion, and she appreciated jewelry, and she would describe the diamonds, the pearls, the brooch, the necklace, the earring, the bracelets, the rings on the finger. And she was never starstruck in that way. It was like to the manner born, and she knew how to do that light social chat. And hostesses and family were very charmed to meet her. And so many of later we learned, so many people did not know she was a drag queen. I mean, she handled and conducted herself so well and dressed. And Andy, of course, had a car or a limousine. But and as a lady downtown, is that she always sort of had a male escort, which some people call walkers, but, you know, downtown, is that because she was so attractive, she didn't want to be bothered, and that there was always some queen who would love to be chatting and dishing with her downtown, staying at sleazy hotels. I mean, it's almost like Madame Bovary. Is she appears so glamorously, but you assume she lived in a chateau, but it's the illusion. But Candy was a very real person, and she understood circumstances, and that once she was going somewhere and she needed a pantyhose. So we went to a Woolworths on 7th Avenue in the 50s, and it was so much fun because she didn't draw attention to herself. She was looking for pantyhose and the right shade. We didn't have time because she was staying uptown on the Upper East Side to go to Klein's on Union Square, which was the economical place to go. And so finding a Maybelline black eyeliner or something, she was very practical of her basic wants and needs: a lipstick, some powder, and eyebrows. And she was happy with a fresh pantyhose because she was going to go out with Andy in the evening. So God bless her. She never was one of those people who she knew something was wrong, but she didn't have money for doctors or what have you, and she just carried on and with her life in that illusion of glamour, which we all admired, and that she, at a certain point, downtown people, that she did see a doctor downtown. New York City, you have many gay doctors who would be very happy to, you know, and specialists, but she did not, during those last period of her life or years, is that she never alluded to being sick or ill or won that kind of sympathy. Is that I'm not going in and out as much. I'm reading scripts. And there was a famous story is David Merrick, the biggest producer at the time, he was so inventive. He was going to do a revival of The Women, and that he got sort of B stars who were sort of retired to come. And yes, it was a gimmick, but it would have been a great opportunity. He interviewed Candy Darling, and he was considering of having her play one of the roles. And obviously, with stage experience, she could do it, and she would have risen to it. But some of the B movie stars, I used to know their names, and I love them, but because they were coming to New York and be on stage, is they just refuse. The tradition, we will not share the stage with a drag queen because all the attention will be on her, not us. And my movies from the 40s and 50s, you know, I still get fan mail. It's almost like some of them are a little Norma Desmond-ish. I wouldn't look too closely at the postmark, but they're eagles and so forth. So she was disappointed, but she understood that, oh, okay, but it was an opportunity.